Good evening, everyone. Tonight, for the invitation thought, I want to talk briefly about Christ's example to us of obedience. We'll read a passage from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Here we read, "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." So here we see that Jesus was the Son of God, but yet he humbled himself. He took on the form of man, and he was obedient to God until the point of death, and it was the most painful death you could probably experience because he died on a cross. Sometimes I feel like in today's world we want to find excuses why we can't be obedient to God, but if we look at what Jesus did, we have no excuse as to why we can't obey God as well. He gave his life so that we have an opportunity to spend eternity in heaven someday if we obey the gospel and live faithful. So I would encourage anyone tonight who may not be a Christian to obey God before it's too late. And if you are a Christian and you find yourself struggling to fully obey him, we encourage you to make that right as well as we stand and sing.